Yay! All right.
These are the names of seven Bay Area undocumented immigrants currently fighting their deportation. Their families are publicly speaking out against their loved ones' transfer from Richmond's West County Detention Center to out-of-state facilities. Currently, only six immigrants remain in West County waiting for transfer at any moment. The rest, around 200 detainees, are believed to be at the Tacoma Detention Center in Washington and the Aurora facility in Colorado. Edwin Carmona Cruz from Pangea Legal Services describes the conditions of transfer of these immigrants.
The transfers happen either like 1 a.m. on Tuesday or Thursday in the morning, having them all wake up, taking them out of their pods, leaving their stuff behind. And the attorneys, pro bono attorneys representing these community members were notified like 7 hours after the fact. We were notified through family members. And the conditions that they were, that they faced while being transferred are atrocious. There are 17 hours of bus rides to Tacoma, to Colorado. Some of them were in big cells, 40 people in a cell with one restroom and having to, you know, use the restroom in front of 40 other people and having to eat food in that same cell that smelled awful.
In July, the Contra Costa Sheriff's Office announced that it's ending its contract with ICE to house detained undocumented immigrants. At the time, money and public pressure was cited as the reason. Tom Butt, Richmond mayor, told media the termination was in the works for a while. Families of those detained have demanded that immigrants held at West County be released as they fight their cases outside and not transferred. Lourdes Barasa is an organizer with the Interfaith Movement for Human Integrity.
This is an absolute obstruction of justice and a neglect of immigrants' rights to due process. Many of them had bond hearings coming up where they had an opportunity to be released. And unfortunately, those bond hearings have now been canceled due to their transfer. ICE has clear authority to release our community members immediately so that they can fight their cases outside of these cages that they have been in, many for years.
Because those detained were transferred, there is the possibility that their cases will start from scratch. Activists say that constitutes a violation of due process, as those immigrants will have a harder time obtaining bond hearings and legal support. It will also be harder for them to present witnesses and evidence in their cases. According to Pangea Legal Services, over 88% of immigrants detained at Aurora and Tacoma facilities do not have legal representation. Hugo Aguilar, who is among the six detainees still in West County, was granted a bond of $80,000 Wednesday. This is Aguilar's sister Isela addressing supporters through a translator.
Pierden el contacto con su abogado, el contacto con la familia, y eso es bien importante, el estar apoyándolos nosotros desde acá afuera o cuando vamos a visitarlos y decirles que.
When they transfer them, they make it a lot harder on our families and on the people who are detained because they take them away from legal representation, they move them away from family, and it just causes so much more stress. And we know how important it is to have them in our community so we can be there to support them at all times.
Isela, who has been caring for her brother's three children and her parents, now has the burden of securing $80,000 to free her brother from detention. Another immigrant, Guadalupe Rojas Emesqua, is expected to undergo a bond hearing Friday in San Francisco. She was just transferred and her exact location is unknown, but Pangea Legal Services, the organization handling her defense, told KPFA she's either en route or already at the nearest detention facility, the Yuba County Jail, or the Mesa Verde Detention Center in Bakersfield. Reporting from San Francisco for KPFA Evening News, this is Mira Nablusi.